It's 5 minutes before 6 o'clock. Should we talk happiness for just a moment?
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
Come on, who's not smiling now?
To me, this world is a wonderful.
Because it's been reported the government is to make an official attempt to measure the UK's happiness.
Silver and the...
Oh, the assessment by the Office of National Statistics could start as soon as next spring, with the results being published on a quarterly basis. John Cousins is from Peterborough. He's the founder of MoodScope, which claims to accurately measure people's moods and then help them improve their general mental well-being. Evening to you, John.
Good evening, Andy. I feel I ought to say how tickled I am.
Yes, that's right. Tutty from Arius and all that. So it's a fairly rubbish impression of Ken Dodd. He kind of lurches towards Paul Daniels and then I don't know who. This is interesting, isn't it? This theory that David Cameron's got about improving the nation's well-being, because he said before he came to power, there's more to life than money, which is always interesting to hear from someone like David Cameron, who we know is absolutely minted. Who knows what the government's going to do to test our happiness? How do you test people's happiness?
Well, I think the thing is that it's quite difficult to be precise about how you're feeling. I know that you've been asking people earlier in the programme how they're doing today, and people were coming up with numbers between 0 and 10.
Yeah.
MoodScope does it by asking people to take a rather unique card game every day that asks you to rate yourself on 20 different emotions. So rather than just saying, how happy are you, it asks you, how irritable are you, how nervous are you, how proud are you, how interested are you? So 20 different emotions.
That's quite thorough, I'd have thought.
It is extremely thorough.
You're asking yourself a lot of questions there.
Yeah. It probably takes about 90 seconds a day. Mm. So it is an investment in the process. But what we've discovered is that we've been able to learn quite a lot from looking at the way Weight Watchers works, actually. With Weight Watchers, people do effectively lose weight by going along to meetings, weighing themselves, and then having people around them who can provide social support.
So there's a bit of peer support, effectively.
Absolutely, yeah. And
so is it possible, and I wish we got more time, John, but is it possible to improve one's general mood a lot of the time?
It absolutely is, yes, it absolutely is. People who regularly track their mood and share it with friends are likely to see a considerable uplift in just 28 days of doing that.
Because I'm not just talking about, I don't know, you watch, say, Michael McIntyre on the telly and he makes you feel good and you're all right for the next 10 minutes. You're talking about, raising people's spirits and keeping them at a more sustained level, perhaps.
Absolutely, yeah. And it can really work for people who have profound mood problems. Mm. We've just heard from somebody in Austin in Texas who has had terrible problems, and she has used MoodScope for a short while, and it's completely turned around.
And generally, do you think, without giving you too much of a plug here, if you can improve your mood, and if the government can improve the country's mood, are we generally more productive? We'd be a happier place to be, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, depression is supposed to cost this country £77 billion a year. £77 billion, that's an enormous amount. And people's lives are ruined and wrecked by mental health problems, and so anything we can do is good.
John Cousins, thank you very much. From Peterborough, he's the founder of MoodScope. It's a minute before six.